Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to WKRM 103.7 FM. It's now time for Front Porch Happenings with Delk Kennedy.
Good morning, radio fans. Welcome to Front Porch Happenings in Columbia, Tennessee, in the live studio at WKOM, WKRM. We have a room full of people, and we have our station manager, Clayton Harris. How you doing, Clayton?
I'm doing well, Coach. Good afternoon.
Yeah, it's 12. Well, it's a little, not afternoon yet. It's still morning time. But great win last night with the Cullioca Warriors last night. I was following it last night. And Clayton, I think y'all got down and come back and won that game last night. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Got down 5-0 in the first inning, and then we ended up playing 9 and won 7-6.
So. Wow, y'all have a good crowd?
It was impressive.
And y'all defeated Moore County, which was real good this season, wasn't it?
Yeah, they were 19-3 coming into the ball game, and our guys played with a lot of toughness and grit, and I couldn't be more proud of them.
And so where does that put Cullioca in that y'all play the next round, when and where?
Tomorrow at Battle Creek at noon, pending that we don't get rained out. But there's 4 teams left, and it's double elimination now.
Right,
so
now it is.
We'll see what
and
happens.
And y'all play Battle Creek tomorrow?
Battle Creek tomorrow.
Well, y'all played them this year yet?
We have. Did not go our way the first time, but we're playing good baseball right now. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. If you get a chance, get up there to Battle Creek Middle School and watch this middle school baseball. It's been fantastic this year. Yeah. And we carried a lot of games this year, live streamed the games, and carried a lot of the broadcasts of the junior high ball games. And it was a blast. You know what?
It has been. And it's memories that these kids and these parents will get to remember and go back and watch forever. So it's really neat.
And tomorrow's game will be live streamed, the broadcast?
As of right now, no.
Okay. I didn't know if there would be or not. All right. We got a event coming this weekend that's special and dear to my heart. A New Song Baptist Church out on Zion Road has got their second annual Praise Fest. Is that correct, Peter?
That is true.
We have Peter Searson, the pastor of New Song Baptist Church. Peter, why don't you tell everybody about this big event?
It's
huge. It's great.
Yeah, it is a big event. We're a small church, but we're blessed with 20 acres. And so a couple of years ago, we talked about how can we use this property. And we've got a lot of great Christian music around here. And so it's an all-day event. There's going to be food trucks. There's a kid zone, a petting zoo, bouncy houses. We've got 45 vendors doing arts and crafts. But starting on the main stage is going to be, it starts at noon, and the first act is going to be Gospel Mule. They've played at Mule Day before, great group. And then Catch Fire, and then Modern Day Cure, Adrian Acosta. And then it's going to shift to Rhett Walker is going to hit the stage, and then following Rhett is going to be Mac Powell, former singer of Third Day.
That's going to be a big day, and I'm telling you right now, our youth in the community needs this event. I'll tell you what, this is hats off to you guys out there. We got a good friend, Rick Sykes, that attends church out there, and he's a big into this. And I hope everybody gets out there and buys these tickets and pack that place tomorrow, all day tomorrow, and it goes into tomorrow night.
It does.
And it's amazing. And so let me ask you a question there.
Yeah.
This is your second year.
Right.
And y'all playing way ahead. Are y'all looking to do this every year?
You know, part of it really hinges, Coach, on community support.
Right.
And so if you don't sell enough tickets and get enough sponsors, then it's hard to do these events. Like I said, we're a small church. You're looking at lots of thousands of dollars to bring these people in and to have this kind of event. So we need the community to support us.
So let me ask you this right here. If somebody wants to come out tomorrow, can they buy a ticket there?
Absolutely. Tickets are $35, but we are offering some discounts. We've got, if you're a first responder, you're going to get $5 off. We just thank you for your service. If you're military, currently serving or have served, $5 off. And if you're a senior citizen, we're going to give you $5 off as well.
That is awesome.
Also, kids under 12 are free.
How'd y'all come up with the idea to have this?
Well, like I said, we've been blessed with 20 acres. Mm-hmm. We're not only just have 20 acres, we're right on the bypass. So it's like, why would the Lord give us this great place and this great location for what purpose? And so we kicked around a lot of different ideas. Some were silly and some were pretty good. But, I mean, this is Middle Tennessee. We've got great music people. A lot of great artists live in this area. And so we just thought it was a natural fit.
Well, the only fitting that you go ahead and give us some names. That's people behind this right there. You got a big staff that puts this thing together. We know Rick Sykes is one of them. I've had many conversations with Rick, and it's time now to mention a lot of the people that's involved in this.
Yeah, it's really too many to mention, but it's our entire church. I don't think there's anyone left out. Which is kind of inspiring. I mean, we have kids out there picking up trash and pulling weeds and making the grounds look pretty. And so it's from our little kids on up to our senior adults. Everyone is rolling up their sleeves and getting involved. And they're working there right now. And I got to be in the air conditioning here. So it's pretty good. But there's no one not helping. And even people who aren't members but just attenders are working. We've got probably close to 150, 160 volunteers.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and we're only a church of 60 folks, so The other people are coming from other churches, and they're helping as well.
And how's the other ways you can buy a ticket before you get there?
You can do that online.
Okay.
Certainly can. There's lots of posters and banners around, and they have QR codes, so you can just use your phone for that, and that will take you right to a square, and you can buy a ticket that way as well.
And where do they look online at?
If you go to newsongpraisefest.com, that's newsongpraisefest.com, that will take you to show you who the artists are, and show you the lineup, and you can get your tickets that way.
That is awesome, Peter. And of course, we appreciate you guys. Rick's reaching out to us, and we've been running your ads on the radio, and a lot of response back from that. A lot of people asking about it to us. We were out in the public. They tell us about this Praise Fest, and so we tell them what you have told us, and it's going to be a great event.
Well, we appreciate your support and having me on today, Coach.
We got an open door policy for you and your church out there. If you ever have an event, you contact us, come see us, and we want to support what you guys are doing out there.
Right.
We really like what you guys are doing.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you. All right, we're going to segue over to Jessica Hargrove. Jessica, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Tell us a little bit about what you got going on at the Grand Reserve. Jessica's the manager at the Grand Reserve in Spring Hill, Tennessee, and it's a beautiful place, a beautiful apartment complex. It's got more stuff to do than what Opryland used to have up there. It's got everything.
You know, we're working our way that way. We try our best. We have the largest apartment homes in all of Spring Hill, and probably all of Columbia as well. Even our one bedrooms. Our one bedrooms are 1,239 square feet, and our three bedrooms go up to 1,772 square feet. So you get a lot of bang for your buck with us. And then we have two saltwater pools. We have two gyms. We have a brand new, I'm super excited about this one, a brand new eucalyptus infrared sauna on our property. It's amazing. It's so great. Sometimes I don't like to answer the phone because I'm down there. No, I'm just playing. Just playing. 100% just playing. But yes, no. So we have lots of ways to make you feel pampered and spoiled and make you want to come home and create your new sanctuary and create your new home, little oasis away from life. So,
Jessica, how long has Grand Reserve been in Spring Hill?
Phase one has been there since 2015. Mm-hmm. And phase two has been there since 2019. And so we've been around for a minute, and we are well established, and we've, spent the better part of the last 18 months or so putting the community back into apartment community. We are more than just a complex. We make sure to take those extra steps into putting our residents, our prospects, they come first. And we do our best to maintain that and keep that up, keep that core focus.
What's the biggest apartment you got up there?
Right now it is our C2, which is our three bedroom, two bath. It's 1,772 square feet. You're gonna get granite countertops. You're gonna get tile backsplash, black appliances, full size washer and dryer in all of our apartment homes. And then in the primary, which is my favorite place, the walk-in closet is extra large. It is It's got three different shelving areas for you. And then our primary ensuite has a double vanity sink, and it's got a garden tub and a walk-in shower.
That's amazing. That is amazing. That's big.
It's huge. It's bigger than my single family home.
The 1,100 square foot is bigger than my home. That is amazing. So how if somebody's interested in an apartment, who do they contact? You got a web page and anything like that? Who do they contact and how they set a time up to come up and look at some of these?
Yeah. So they can visit our website, which is www.grandreservespringhill.com. Or you guys can shoot us an email at springhill@uaginc.com. Either way.
All right. And when will the pools open up?
That has been our hot topic. And so we are keyed up to open them right before Memorial Day. And we are putting plans in place for our big pool party. So our theme is going to be tropic like it's hot. And we will get that rolling out and we'll get that going. You going to come out there and be our pool guy?
I'm hoping that you get with your corporate people and maybe we could come out and do a live remote for a couple hours by the pool, play some good music and listen to your great ads run and be a part of that.
Hey, I absolutely love that. And I believe that my regional and vice president are actually listening now. So
that'd be awesome.
So we will plug them too.
Yeah. Me and Clayton could get our bathing suit on, our sunglasses, and head up that way. How's that sound, Clayton?
It does sound like it'd be a lot of fun, though.
It would be a lot of fun, yeah. And so how many res did you have now?
So we are 440 doors, and we are sitting at about 415, 418.
Wow, you almost got full capacity up there.
We're trying.
Is awesome.
We want to try our best. So
That is huge.
I want to hit 100% occupancy. And I have very high goals for that. And
you're most definitely on the back door of that, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, how competitive I am. I know. We are doing a brand new special, and you guys are getting live, like, first.
That's big.
Thing. So we're doing a $599 all-in move-in total.
Well, tell us about some of your employees. I've met one of the girls, and she's a blast. And so tell us a little about some of your staff.
Yeah, so my assistant manager, her name is Nikki. She is another local girl. She graduated from Franklin, or I believe she graduated from Centennial. Mm-hmm. And she's awesome. And then our leasing professional, her name is Mila. Mila is bubbly and perky and all of the things. Like, she will bounce in there at 8:30 in the morning, like, hey, guys, what's going on? And you're like, ooh, it's 8:30, girl. Take it down a notch. But no, it's she comes with a lot of energy.
Yes, she.
Our maintenance team, they are here to help in any way. They are local guys as well. So we are the unicorns of the complexes, if you will. We're all local. We're all born and raised in the area. We want to help, you know, succeed and help this area grow and give back to this area to the best of our abilities.
Well, Jessica, again, we appreciate you and the Grand Reserve. It's a beautiful place up there, and love what you guys are doing up there. And you can hear Jessica's commercials on the Grand Reserve here on Front Porch Radio every day. And so, Clayton, if you would like to, we'll segue to a break, and we got some other guests, and we'll come back too.
Hi, this is Barry Duke, and you're listening to 1340 and 103.7 WKRM Columbia.
This is Elk Kennedy. A few years ago, my wife Mary Susan and I decided to redo our study. I wanted the same comforting earth color green my grandmother had in her study when I was growing up. We didn't even have a sample. Mary Susan went to see Zeke Maddox at Columbia Paint and Wall Cover. He had my grandmother's color card on file from 1959. Today, her great-great-grandchildren play and laugh under that comforting green. Columbia Paint and Wall Cover, Zeke Maddox, 931-388-2806.
In today's uncertain world, you can never be too careful about your family's financial future. That's why the Parker Group, a part of Baird's Private Wealth Management, is offering a free second opinion on your financial plans. Let us review your current plan, and we will identify any gaps and offer suggestions to improve it. Please call the Parker Group at 931-548-3737. That's 931-548-3737. Robert W. Baird & Company Incorporated does not offer tax or legal advice.
I am Jack Blackstone.
And I'm Emery Blackstone.
Together, we are Greenway Tech Repair. Tired of slow computers, cracked phone screens, and fancy home electronics you don't know how to use? We can help.
We provide local on-site services as well as remote troubleshooting for any job, no matter how large or small, from computers and laptops to mobile devices and home electronics.
We Blackstone Brothers are eager to serve our community. Find us on Facebook at Greenway Tech Repair or by phone at 931-388-2691.
That's on Facebook at Greenway Tech Repair or by phone at 931-388-2691.
Murray County volunteer firefighters provide fire and rescue services to Murray County residents like you. I'm Savannah Madison, Public Information Officer with Murray County Fire. Our department serves over 600 square miles, and as a volunteer department, we rely on community donations to operate. You can also support by joining our department. We help you obtain the certifications to become a support member or firefighter. Learn more about making a tax-deductible donation or becoming a firefighter at murraycountyfiretn.org. That's murraycountyfiretn.org.
It's been said, there's nothing more powerful on earth than a praying mother. And there are mothers in our community praying for a miracle right now to have enough food so their kids don't go hungry. This Mother's Day, you could be an answer to a local mother's prayers by supporting the Well Outreach Food Pantry. For just $30, you can help feed a local mom and her family for an entire week. Give now at thewelloutreach.org. That's thewelloutreach.org.
Alert, alert! Columbia Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram has a huge announcement. We're expanding our service center to get you in and out quicker than ever. That's right, 5 new service bays to get your vehicle back on the road. Don't drive a Chrysler Dodge Jeep or Ram. It doesn't matter. Our certified technicians are trained to work on all makes or models. More service, less time. Only at Columbia Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Family owned and operated.
You can count on us.
Hey music fans, get ready to celebrate faith and fellowship as New Song Church presents Praise Fest 2024 featuring former lead singer of the band Third Day, Matt Powell. Also featuring Rhett Walker. Other artists include Modern Day Cure, Adrian Acosta, Gospel Mule, and Catch Fire. It all happens on May 4th. For tickets and information, visit NewSongPraiseFest.com. That's NewSongPraiseFest.com.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Call Davis Heating and Cooling at 931-388-2090. Davis Heating and Cooling is your local American Standard dealer and proudly serves the Murray County area. Find Davis Heating and Cooling online and on Facebook or call today, 388-2090.
Hi, Terry Tillis from Tillis Jewelry. Art Deco period jewelry is classic, and we carry some beautiful rings, necklaces, and earrings. Art Deco fashion was one of the major artistic influences in the 1920s and 30s. The look has endured till today. Stop by Tillis Jewelry and see for yourself our collection of engagement rings to beautiful necklaces. I'm sure we'll find a special piece just for you.
Tillis Jewelry, downtown Columbia, owned and operated by Rick, custom designer, and Terry, registered gemologist, assuring you the best jewelry value and expert services.
It's my kind of music.
I get the best mix of my favorite music.
All on one radio station.
Hey, this is Seth Moss at Tennessee Valley Equipment, a premier FAE Primetech, Bandit, and Shurex dealer. We are your dealer for all of your land clearing and forestry mulching needs. We sell equipment, provide repair service, and parts along with a rental fleet of mulching equipment. We also offer mulching teeth, blades, and sharpening. Our number one priority is getting you up and running as quickly and affordable as possible. Tennessee Valley is located at 300 Santa Fe Pike in wonderful Columbia, Tennessee. Stop by or give us a call today at 931-981-9812.
WKRM 103.7 FM and 1340 AM. Front Porch Radio from Muletown, Tennessee.
Welcome back to Front Porch Happenings on a beautiful Friday here in Middle Tennessee, Columbia, Tennessee, downtown. We have another special guest, Leah Skeleton?
Lee Skellington.
Lee Skellington, okay. I almost got it right, didn't I? But Lee's got something that she's going to talk to us about that she's fixing to open up down in Giles County, basically downtown Pulaski.
Yes.
So go ahead. It's all yours. Tell us all about what you got happening.
Well, I own Carmel Skellington, and we're an artisan wood shop that I opened in Nashville back in 96, and next to Zany's. And we were there for 25 years, and Zany's expanded into our space. So we transitioned to Franklin, and we've decided recently to move our showroom to Pulaski, a beautiful Pulaski right off the square. And I live in Linville. I relocated from Nashville to Linville about 10 years ago. And our wood shop is actually in Pulaski and has been for about 10 years. So we just decided that we like the feel of Pulaski and the less traffic situation down there, and just really love the idea of being down there. We're opening in an old building probably in about a month is our goal.
Well, tell us exactly what kind of furniture y'all build it yourself? And
we
all?
Do build.
Wow.
We're artists. We've got a team of artisans that I've been blessed to be with me for many, many years. And we design and build any design of furniture. We do a lot of tables, kitchen islands. We also have gorgeous flooring. And wall siding and beams, with a focus more on reclaimed materials. And we just work with the client and build them what they want.
That's amazing.
A lot of times in most cases off of a photograph.
Well, there's nothing like it around, are there?
Not that I know of.
No, I don't either. That's amazing. And so did you grow up in Nashville area?
I actually grew up in Pulaski. But,
no way.
Yeah, I grew up in Pulaski, graduated a long time ago, and moved to Nashville, went to Belmont for a while, and just evolved into opening this furniture business back in 96.
What'd you have a degree in?
I studied music.
Music.
So I don't know how that led into the furniture, but somehow it did.
Wow. What a path.
Yeah.
Do you still do any music?
A little bit. A little bit. I don't have a lot of time to do that.
No, I bet you don't.
Yeah.
And so you went home, basically.
Yeah. I didn't plan it, but it just kind of happened, and it felt like that was my path to come back down to Giles County. You know, after being in the traffic of I lived in downtown Nashville too. And, you know, after sitting in traffic one day an hour to get to my house after leaving the store, I said, I got to do something about this.
And you're probably two blocks away, weren't you?
About that. So
that is amazing.
Yeah, I really like Giles County.
So how long have you been doing this?
Murray County's good, too, now.
It is. It's a great. It's a dimple of the universe right now, especially with our surrounding towns like Mount Pleasant, mm-hmm. Cullioca, Spring Hill, Hampshire. We're surrounded by some great communities.
It's beautiful down here.
It is. So when you go to Ideal, you go to my Ideal that you're going to build this farm table, for example. Mm-hmm. And so how do your team put their head together to come up with that design?
Well, tables are probably the easiest thing because we've done so many tables, and we've done some modern tables, but probably most of what we customers come to us for are classic farm tables.
Sure.
Trestle tables. You know, Restoration Hardware is an extremely successful business, but we've been doing a lot of designs that we saw Restoration Hardware come out with many, many years before they put that style out there. So we just kind of started with more of a classic, timeless table design. And, you know, we do like tables with turned legs. We do tables with post legs. We do tables with tapered legs. And then we do any trestle table. And you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
With a trestle, you know, where it's got two pedestals and it's a long table. You know, we work, you know, so many people work off of photographs now because they're buying online, and people have become used to that. During the COVID thing, we were extremely busy because people would send us a picture, and then I would price it hopefully I'd price it right and we'd make money. But I would price it, and then they would send a deposit. I'd send the invoice online. They would send the deposit in. We'd start on it. And in many cases, we did dozens of orders, and I never met with a client in person.
That's amazing.
And it was amazing. So because the guys have gotten really good over the past 20-plus years, we can pretty much, if somebody sends us a photograph, emails me a photograph, gives me their dimensions, I can figure the materials and labor on that, send them back an estimate, and if they accept that, they do a deposit and we schedule it. It's an easy process.
So now you're going to have a showroom down in Plastic, Tennessee, right?
We are.
And the consumer can get in their car and drive down and touch, feel, and buy on spot.
We are going to have some items right there in the showroom that they can buy. They don't have to do custom. Hopefully, we'll have some things in there. We're definitely going to have product in there to show. So a lot of that product will be for sale.
Well, you have a matter of fact, we got a minute right here. So go ahead and tell us what the address will be and the website. Can they look you up on the website?
Yes, our website is carmalskillington.com, and that's K-A-R-M-A-L Skillington, S-K-I-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N.com. And the address of the showroom is 211 North 1st Street in Pulaski. And I want to add that it's across the street from Kitchen 218, which is probably one of the most popular restaurants in Pulaski. And it's right across the street from that, so there's plenty of parking and easy place to get in and out of.
Well, you know, I can't wait to drive to Plastic and see this right here. This is exciting, and people need to hear about what you guys are doing, because what you're doing is pretty doggone special, and it's a need out here for what you guys are doing. And I can't wait to get down to see.
Well, come see us, and we're operating. So, can I give a phone number?
That's what I was fixing to ask you. But yeah, go most definitely give a number, the address again, email again. Definitely do all that.
We're operating during the ramping up of opening the showroom. But our phone number, if you'd like to discuss a project or even have me come out to look at your project on site, we do that too. The phone number is 615-481-7197, and just give us a call.
And the webpage one more time.
The website is carmalskillington.com, K-A-R-M-A-L Skillington.com.
Well, we want to be a part of whatever you're doing down there, okay? And we appreciate you coming to the radio station today. We'd love to be your partner anywhere down the line. Let's sit down and talk one day. We'd like to promote whatever you're doing down there, okay?
Appreciate it. Thank you.
We got open door policy. Stop in and see us anytime. We do this show every Friday. Stop in and see us, okay? We'd love to have you back.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming in.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. All right, we're going to segue to one of my favorite people, and that's Miss Pennington, Mount Pleasant, guru of Mount Pleasant. She takes care of the city of Mount Pleasant, and she's got a lot of other hats in the fire. She got a couple kids out at Columbia Academy, and I think two kids, right?
Yes, sir.
And see her at the ballpark and all over the place, and she and her husband owns 1822 Farms, and they're big into the farmer's market as well. So I'm going to let you take over, because you do such a good job, and the degree you have is perfect fit for the microphone. So,
well, thank you. So this weekend, we are still celebrating Breckenridge Baby's 7th birthday. They are located in 99 Public Square, and they are running specials every day this week. They've had a different deal. And today's deal is that you get a free gift. It is a free apple of my aisle on the bag go, on the go bag, when you spend $100 or more. And then tomorrow, the entire store will have a coupon for 40% off one regular priced item.
Wow.
So it's a big milestone for Breckenridge Baby. They wanted to help, you know, kind of give back to the community by offering just special deals throughout the week. So we are excited to celebrate with them.
Well, Kendra, the owner, operator, Kendra Nolan. Kendra, tell us a little about her. Tell the listeners about her. She's a very special lady.
So she is, and she started out as a small children's clothing store and took it online, and it just went viral. It just took off, and she not only has a great local following, but a very strong online presence and has people shopping from all over the country to support a local business. So it's really been neat to see the transformation over the year, and she just has a knack for connecting with moms and does a great job with that.
The store is always stocked. It's so clean, and they're so friendly down there, because I enjoy shopping in that store. I've got like four grandkids and one on the way, and so I always like to go with my wife down there to buy stuff from them. It's just amazing how much inventory she keeps there.
It is, and it's a relief for moms like me, where we don't have to truck down to Nashville anymore to find a nice children's store.
That's right.
They've got everything from shoes to clothes to swimsuits, gifts. They have everything from preemie to size 14. So, and it's just a blessing to have that here in our backyard where we don't have to travel.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, so we are so excited about that. The next event we have coming up in Mount Pleasant is our special Music on the Porch series that kicked off last month. Our next concert is May 18th at 7 p.m. It's going to be hosted at 206 Pleasant Street, and Music City Rhythm Connection is the special music guest. There's going to be food trucks, so everybody come on out on May 18th and bring your lawn chair, bring your cooler, and just come on out for a great family-friendly event.
That is a great night down in Mount Pleasant. The last one they had, it was packed.
It was packed.
People everywhere.
I know as the weather warms up, it was a little cooler that night. It's just going to get busier.
So it is.
I would recommend getting there early if you want a good spot.
Wow.
And then the next event we have from that is our Touch a Truck event, and that is going to be at the library. We're shutting down the square, and we're shutting down Hay Long Avenue, and we are so excited. We have about 13 trucks confirmed, and we will be having different story times that are themed with each type of truck that's going to be there, everything from firefighters to construction to tractors. And then you have an opportunity to sign up for the summer reading program that the library is hosting this summer, which is just a great way to keep kids engaged in reading throughout the summer months. Everything is free. There will be food trucks on site. There will be lots of activities, from face painting to cornhole to all kinds of activities for the kids, and we're really grateful for everyone coming together to help pull this off, because it's just going to be a really special day for the kids. And that again is on June 1st. The fun starts at 10 a.m. and it'll go till 1, and it is going to be right in the square of Mount Pleasant and on Hay Long Avenue on the road. We had to shut down two roads because it's so big.
Yeah, it is, and the kids love it.
Yeah.
Clayton, your kids will love that. Go up there and see the fire trucks, the power company trucks, and EMS trucks, you name it, it'll be there.
Absolutely.
And then we are really excited. It is our bicentennial year. We are celebrating 200 years. And to kind of kick that off, we are hosting a huge fireworks show in the square on July 4th at 7 p.m.
That's the first time ever they did that.
We have never had a fireworks show downtown, so we're really excited just to offer something fun on the 4th. I know most of the fireworks shows around here are prior to July 4th, so it's nice to bring something to the community on the 4th of July.
It is.
And what's more patriotic than celebrating your birthday on July 4th?
Yeah. It is. 200 years.
Yeah. So we are so excited. We'll hope you'll come out. Everything's free. We'll have food trucks there. So, again, bring your lawn chair and just bring your family and have some fun.
That's going to be a fun night for Mount Pleasant, Clayton.
Yeah, I love Mount Pleasant. I used to live on Washington Avenue a couple of years back, and I got a sister that lives down there, and it's just a great community.
And Mount Pleasant got a lot of stuff going. That they've been chosen to be the first, the second in Murray County to have a turf football field, baseball, and softball field, and they're in the process of getting it started immediately.
I know. We are so excited to have that. And we also are excited on June the 3rd, we are getting a makeover in the downtown area. And so we're really excited to have some improvements made there and just really make the town shine. And we are excited to get that going. But don't worry, all the events are still going to be going on during that time. Everything's open and operating.
So June 3rd is the target date. They start the complete makeover.
Yep. We will be having a makeover to the downtown, and it'll be like that hometown makeover that you see on TV.
And that project will last how long, you think?
It is slated to a year, but they think they'll be completed in 9 months.
Wow.
So. And they're going to bury, like, the power lines and
bury
things
like
that.
Bury the power
that's
lines.
Awesome.
Put everything will be more walkable.
Yeah.
Enhance the square. They're going to be putting new street lights up, new light posts. So we're really thankful to get this grant to be able to make these improvements and really help keep that historic preservation, but also kind of adapt with the times. And
I foresee Better Homes and Garden coming into a spread on Mount Pleasant that's completed. It's going to be beautiful.
It is.
You know, my brother-in-law's a police officer down there.
That's right, he is.
I used to always tell him that I said, this would be an awesome golf cart community.
It is.
It would be.
You know what I mean? Where you could go buy a little tag and be able to just go around town in your golf cart.
That's a great idea.
It is.
So. We need
put
to
that on
that
the budget
yeah,
committee.
Yeah, we need to put that on the slate for the next meeting.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
awesome.
So we're excited. Yeah, there's a lot of great things happening down the pipe. And
well, y'all got a good mayor then. Oh, Bill White, he does a super good job. He's all for making things bigger, better, and brighter than her.
He is. He's been a great leader, so we're thankful to have him.
Yeah, I've known Bill for a long time. He's a great guy. Great guy. So what else you got going on?
So that's what we have coming up for Mount Pleasant for the time being, and just I'll be back to keep talking about new announcements.
Please do. What about the farmer's market out here?
So the farmer's market here in Columbia, downtown at 102 Riverside Drive, the summer hours are starting this Saturday. So now you can shop from 8 a.m. till 12. All the vendors will be back. It's going to be packed. We're really thankful for the Parks and Rec at Columbia. They are having activities for the kids and different things going on during the event tomorrow. And I would recommend shopping early because we've noticed as the weather has gotten better, people are coming out earlier and earlier. So if you want a good selection, I would recommend coming out. But we should be in full swing with all the vendors back. So we're really excited to have that.
Well, tell us, Miss Pennington, 1822 Farms. You and your husband owns 1822 Farms, and y'all represent the farmer's market every week out there.
Yes,
tell
sir.
Us a little bit about what you guys got going.
So we sell pasture-raised beef. Everything is dry age. Everything is born on our farm, and we just love being able to feed the community really fresh, nutritious beef. We will be at the farmer's market tomorrow, and we have some special deals going on. For the first 10 customers, you will get a free package of ground beef, and for the first 10 customers that spend $200 or more, you will have a choice of an 1822 Farms hat, a tumbler, or spice.
Well, put me down for one of them hats. I like the 1822 Clayton. I love the name of that farm.
Yeah, it's really neat.
Reminds me of the old Yellowstone movie or something like that.
Well, the reason we named it 1822 Farms is Captain Jimmy Ray Robinson was given the farm for his service during the Revolutionary
really?
War in 1822.
That's I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And tell us about your two kids. Do they work on the farm and help on the farmer's market and stuff like that?
They do. We put them to work. So
and their names
and
age?
And they love it. Hattie Ann is 9 and Bo is 7.
Now, where's Bo come from? The name?
The movie Gone with the Wind.
All right, then. Awesome. Well, again, we appreciate you coming back in. Open door policy. We love when you
Thank
come
you.
In. And Clay, we'll take a quick break and we'll bring another guest in here.
Hi, Jimmy here for Columbia Ace Hardware. Columbia Ace Hardware now carries Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines Paint. Now their premium quality and huge selection of colors will be right in your neighborhood, along with the award-winning service and advice Columbia Ace has always provided for your paint projects. Around the block, what you need in stock, with people who know their paint. Columbia Ace, the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hi, I'm Steve, the garbage man. You're listening to Muletown Radio 103.7 WKRM Columbia.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Debbie Matthews grew up and lives in beautiful Columbia, Tennessee. As a realtor, she is well-versed in homes, neighborhoods, development, and schools. She wants to share her love of her home state with others to help them find just the right place to raise a family, open a business, or develop a dream. From luxury listings to land, she can handle it all. She is the current leading producer, Nashville Realty Group. Contact Debbie Matthews Realtor at 615-476-3224. That's 615-476-3224.
I love this station.
Absolutely love the station.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are the best.
It is the best station.
People often ask about the initials after mine and Monty's names. Those initials are CFP, Certified Financial Planner. As a CFP, we will do our best to help you in the attainment of your financial goals while protecting those assets with proper insurance coverage. We encourage the team approach of holistic financial planning by working alongside your CPA and attorney. This is Gay Pike with Caledonian Financial in historic downtown Columbia.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through NBC Securities Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Do you have trees that need trimming or removed? Do you have stumps that you want ground? A1 Tree Removal is a family-owned and operated business local to Columbia and Lewisburg and servicing surrounding Middle Tennessee. They are licensed and insured and provide free estimates. No job is too big, no tree is too small. Give old Luke a call or text Luke at 931-359-3113, or you can check them out on Facebook and tell A1 Tree Removal that you heard this ad on the radio. If you love America, you will love A1 Tree Removal.
And welcome back to Front Porch Happenings. I'm Clayton Harris, along with Coach James Dickinson, filling in for Delk Kennedy today, who's enjoying an afternoon with his grandchildren. It was supposed to be Grandparents' Day out at Agathos Classical School, but due to a potential threat of weather, it was an outdoor event. They ended up postponing and canceling it, but the kids still got out for a half a day, so Delk's enjoying the day with them, so that's we know he's having a good time. But we're here today to fill in for him and Coach. We got a new guest that's in studio.
We do. We got Sergeant Goetz from the Columbia Police Department, and we say this a lot on the radio. We try to say it every week, but we're blessed to have Jeremy Oslip as the Chief of Police in Columbia, Tennessee, and he's got some of the finest police officers that. Hand-selected police officers, and they do such a good job day in and day out. And of course, I'll go ahead and say this: I've got a son that started Monday in the police department, and he's excited about it. He loves the people up there. He calls me up every night. I come sees me and said he worked with officer, and he said he's having a blast up there. But Sergeant Goetz, we got Sergeant Goetz in the studio this morning, and hats off to you guys. Y'all do a wonderful job in our community. We're blessed to have everyone of you on the police force here, and we got a special event coming up in a couple weeks. I'm going to let you tell everybody about what's coming up.
Well, thanks, you guys. I appreciate y'all letting me come on and talking to y'all this morning. We have our 2024 Columbia Police Department Memorial Service coming up. We're going to have that on May 14th at 7 p.m. It's going to be at Pleasant Heights Baptist Church, which is 2712 Trotwood Avenue. This event is just a way for us to honor fallen officers associated with Maury County and really across the nation, just to show them respect and remember them and let their families know that we're there for them and we haven't forgotten them.
That's a great event. What time does it start?
It's at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6 o'clock. We always look for a big turnout again just for that support for the families.
Mm-hmm. And so... what else is going on with you guys?
Well, for that event, like I said, we have a keynote speaker this year. Our keynote speaker is going to be Tony Massey. We do a lot of musical acts. We have bagpipes come in and play. We do the normal honors. We do 21-gun salute, folding flags, and then we close it out at Woodland Park. With nice, easygoing night, just to remember the sacrifices these guys gave. So,
And give me the dates and what time it starts again.
So, again, it's going to be May 14th at 7 p.m. That's a Tuesday.
And that's we'll start out at Pleasant Heights Baptist Church.
Yeah, and then what we do is we do a procession, and we go to Woodland Park. The entire community is invited and encouraged to come just to, again, show that support to these families. So
that is awesome. That is some good stuff right there. Can you give us an update, Sergeant Goats, on any other happenings y'all got with the city police right now?
Well, we've always got something going on. Y'all know today is First Friday, so be ready
for
First Friday tonight. Mm-hmm. Of course, we have Cinco de Mayo this weekend. So,
oh, that's right. We do.
We always encourage everyone to drive safe, be responsible, you know, enjoy the weekend, and be careful out there for sure. So
that's great stuff, Sergeant Goats. We appreciate our police chief and our city manager, Tony Massey, and our mayors. Both mayors does a fine job in the county and city mayors. And we got open door policy for the police department. If you ever need us, we are your community partner, okay? That's we're proud of you guys, and we support whatever you guys are doing, okay?
Well, thank you, and we're happy to have Maverick on, and we look to see good things from him.
Appreciate that, Sergeant Goats. Appreciate it. All right, again, we appreciate you coming in. And Clayton, I guess that was the last guest of the day. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. We got one more thing we need to announce.
We got Mavericks baseball.
Actually, two more things.
Okay. We have Fieldhouse Mavericks baseball 14 and U fundraiser Saturday, May 4th from 12 to 6 p.m. Park Baptist Church, 1500 Tom J. Hitch Parkway. Come join us and support the Fieldhouse Mavericks 14 and U baseball team as they get ready to hit the diamond for the 2024 season. It's $15 for a Piscetti dinner. Enjoy the delicious Piscetti bread, salad, dessert, and a drink. Clayton, that's $15 is a good cause, and you get you a lot of good prosciutto that night too. And plus, for $50, you can sign up for a cornhole tournament, two persons, $50 to sign up for the cornhole tournament. Many as 10 teams per division. You got adults and a kids league. First place, $100. Second place, $50. So if you can sign up $50 and win that thing, you're gonna win $100, Clayton.
That's right.
So register by 427 by texting Stephanie Childs 931-215-7708. Plus, they have a solid auction bid on your favorite items until 6 p.m. Winners will be content. You don't have to be present to win, but you can go out there and bid on that stuff and get you a plate of spaghetti and head home, and they'll call if you win the prize.
That's right.
Get out there and support these baseball boys.
Yeah, and it's the Fieldhouse has two teams that are both 14U teams, so a lot of kids that play here locally. It's for a good cause.
It is.
So go check that out. This Sunday night on the George Hamilton's Americana Central Times radio show on WKRM at 7 p.m., live music and conversation with award-winning singer-songwriter, SiriusXM radio personality, and Bluegrass Today columnist Chris Jones of the Chris Jones and the Night Drivers, and also renowned Italian dobro player Paleo Ercole will be a guest, plus One Tale at a Time with Marshall McGall. From his acclaimed book, Tales from the Backward Z, rip-roaring storytelling all about the going owns and growing up in the marvelous Mount Pleasant, Tennessee. Tune in to George Hamilton V, Americana Central Time, live performance radio show on WKRM Radio and WKRMRadio.com, Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Time, direct from Columbia, Tennessee.
Wow, Clayton, a big weekend plan. And don't forget, First Friday's tonight. That's a big event, Sergeant.
Yes, sir. Goats. Yeah,
it's getting bigger
every year. This time of year is really getting going good, and it'll probably be a hopping one tonight.
Oh, it will.
Nice weather. Mm-hmm. It'll be busy.
You know, and something else, and I talked to some people that didn't know this, and we mentioned it Cinco de Mayo on Sunday. There are Uber and Lyft drivers in Columbia now, so be smart. Don't do anything stupid or get behind the wheel after celebrating that holiday too much. Get an Uber or Lyft. They're around. They're available. Download the app. You'll find somebody that can get you a ride.
And that's a lot cheaper by calling an Uber than the other alternative route to the booking department at the police department.
Yes, yes.
So be smart.
Very smart, yes.
All right, Clayton, great show today.
Yeah, thank you, Coach. That was good.
Yeah, we had a good time today. We appreciate Sergeant Goats and the Columbia Police Department being here and all of other guests. So we hope and And wish all of you a great weekend, and thank you for listening to Front Porch Radio, WKOM, WKRM. Our community is so blessed to have Kennedy Broadcasting. Delk Kennedy and his wife, Mary Susan Kennedy, is the owner-operator of the radio station, and I promise you, we support our community. Clayton?
Yeah, we do, and we appreciate everybody listening. Try to stay dry, and have a great weekend.